Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, John McGivern. Johnny Mac. How you doing, John?
Hey, guys.
Great to see you. I haven't been here for a while.
I know.
Yeah, it seems like you've been, you know. So were you on vacation? Did you recently
go
on?
No, I'm leaving.
You are
for
leaving.
Leave for Blue Harbor.
So
I am.
Oh, it's so cool. You will love that.
I can't wait. Because you heard about it. I mean, I told you that last, you know, usually we go up to Managua. So Steve and I went to Managua because Colleen got a cabin. I mean, a really beautiful cabin, trust me. But we got there and it was just, you know, Steve and I got there and they said there's two couches in the living room. That's where you two are sleeping. And I was like, there's two couches where people have been here all summer. So I smell butt. I said, I'm not sleeping on this I smell butt couch.
And that's when you went and got a hotel.
Well, and it was also kind of hot there. And I couldn't. I had no phone service or internet service.
Yeah, well, that's completely unacceptable.
It is.
I can see you storming out on your family.
I just read this article that said people who are, you know, whenever you're so connected, that actually going away and being disconnected, which is supposed to be relaxing,
is more stressful.
It's more stressful because people wonder what they're missing and all that stuff.
Did I write that?
No. I just read that. I want to say like in the Wall Street Journal or something about how. It's supposed to be relaxing, but now that the society is so plugged in, it works in the opposite way.
It does. Yeah. It does for me. Yeah.
Me too.
You know, Blue Harbor, Steve and I have stayed there, and, you know, they're really kind to me, and I'm really thrilled to go. We're staying in a 4-bedroom, 3-bath condo right on the lakeside.
The two of you?
That's 4 bedrooms.
It's my mom.
Okay.
My sister Colleen and her husband Ed.
Got it.
My sister Maureen and her 3 kids.
Got it.
You know, Connor, Callahan, and Madeline.
That 4 bedrooms looking small now.
Very small.
And Steve and I. No, it's going to be fine.
Really? Where are the kids going to sleep?
You think it's going to be too small?
For 2 days, it'll be fine.
No.
How long are you going to be there? 2 weeks?
No, 1 week.
1 week, okay.
Saturday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm. You might
call in on Wednesday.
You might get 3 days out of that.
I got a hotel at the hotel.
There you go.
I was going to say, it is a big place, and if it gets a little small, you can always cross over into a hotel.
I've heard nothing but great things, though,
you
about
know what?
Blue Harbor.
We stayed there. We stayed there one time, and the rooms are immaculate. You know, Sue was just amazed. It's not, you know, sometimes you go into a hotel and you feel like you've got to clean it before you settle in.
Yeah.
These rooms were spectacular.
Are you guys going to come up for a day? Remember I asked you last time I was in?
I got to work.
You can't come up after work just for the day?
Oh.
I don't know.
You guys.
Well, we leave from Managua on the Saturday that you're leaving. Would you like us to drive up sometime during the next week?
Don't you think you should? Come on up,
just for dinner?
Just for dinner.
Oh, I'll talk to Lou.
Please, it would be really great.
Can I wear my Borat swimsuit?
I would provide it.
You know, this,
and I will take that off with my eyes.
Well, this coming from a man who wore his pajamas to Bastille days.
You had your pajamas on?
They weren't really pajamas.
Those your pants.
My Pashtuni pants.
That's the one. That's the one. Yeah.
Those pants that I buy from Shukr, which Shukr, which is a Middle Eastern clothing provider. This is where I buy my stuff. You know, I did that. I did Homebody Kabul, that show, and they put me in this Pashtuni big overshirt and pants.
And you just went, this is so
comfortable. And I was like, this is the best. I wished I was Middle Eastern. Uh-huh. This is the most, sometimes, but sometimes not. This is the most comfortable stuff. So now I buy it, but I'm afraid I go online to buy it, and I'm afraid somehow they're going to think that I'm.
They're going to flag you,
don't you
as
think?
A terrorist?
I'm afraid I'm going to get to the airport sometime, and they're going to pull me off because
you shop at Shukr. But when you order it. And you have to put your name in and your credit card, and it says John McGivern.
Well, don't you
think? I think it'll be all right.
They just think I'm sympathetic.
So are these like culottes or something? What are they? Come on, like the girls wear down
They look
here?
Like sweatpants.
No, they're like.
Are they like culottes? They're paddle pushers.
Okay.
I would describe
you wear
them.
Mules with them?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he knows he does. But I would. They're like They're like drawstring, like surgical pants.
Exactly.
That's what I would.
But
how
bigger
I would describe
and
them.
Much a much thicker cotton.
Right.
Like they're a good quality surgical
pants. Real heavy.
Pants.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm in that and a sweatshirt and socks and sandals. And I ran into Sue first, and Sue is like, "What are you wearing?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" She says, "I have never seen you so messy." It's like, I was. I had a big hole in my sweatshirt. I was like, "Who cares? Who cares?" We were, you know, it was
a beautiful night.
It was.
Okay, so socks and sandals.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. It was chilly that night.
Okay.
Well, okay. I'm kind of
with
Dave
of
on the socks
look.
And sandals thing.
You
socks
wouldn't wear socks with your Birkenstocks?
I don't have Birkenstocks.
I wouldn't wear Birkenstocks,
well,
but that's just
I'm
me.
I'm a lesbian.
I got an email here from a listener who says, "You all are absolutely crazy this morning. I love John." John, I'm not judging you. If you're comfortable, that's all that counts. But the question I have now is regarding a conversation you had that he wore his pants too high. I felt so bad for John that day. He came across as his feelings were so hurt. But has he changed that now, or is he still hiking his pants up
no.
too high?
His pants
curious.
Are still...
They're not high, are they?
They're still a little bit
no.
high. They're kind of in between.
You
brought them down.
Better.
No, you're way better than you were.
Yeah, you brought them
way
down.
Way better.
That's enough. Now it's going
to... No, you're way... No, you don't have to do that.
Now your boxers are going to start
showing. Where you were is fine.
Yeah, that was a good height.
Yeah, you had the high waist thing going.
I usually wear them high waisted until but I know when I come in here that it's like, oh, pull the pants down.
You actually consciously do that, don't
completely.
You?
Completely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't hurt, though.
Yes, you were. You're still hurt.
No,
you're
I'm not. I got a high waist.
Mm-hmm.
I have a high waist.
I understand that.
My hip bones are like real near the middle of my chest.
Well, when you pointed that out,
yeah.
on the, you know, because I didn't understand what you were saying, but then when you did point it out, yeah, it is. You're real high waisted.
I am. Mm-hmm. And long legs. For sitting down, I look 5'4". I do.
I never realized that before.
Isn't
until
that wild?
Until the day you sat in KB's chair and I looked at you and I thought, man, you look so small.
Short in the trunk.
He's little, short in the trunk.
Right.
Yeah.
A short trunk. What size pants do you wear?
Right now I'm in a 34-34.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a pair of 33s that do fit. I'm trying to get
waist
down.
Or 34?
Yeah, 33 waist.
Okay.
I'm down to 180, which is very good for me. I want to get down to 175, and I'll be at my goal weight. I have 5 pounds to go because I haven't eaten since Memorial Day.
The floodgates open, and
and then I'll be fat by Thanksgiving.
What are you doing?
I'm doing just my own stuff. You know, I'm eating a lot of lean cuisines and just mm-hmm. fruit, and not eating much.
Mm-hmm. What do you miss the most?
I'd like probably some custard and. Some mm-hmm. cake.
Ooh, yeah.
So sweets. You're missing
well, and
the sweets?
I'm telling you, if you talked to me in the middle of, like, when I'm not dieting, I'd be like, I don't really want a sweet. I'll just have something savory. But right now I'm like, oh, I'd love something. I'm living on Weight Watchers fudgesicles. Have you
okay.
had them?
No.
Those are good.
1 point?
Yes.
Holy man. It's like a hockey puck.
And you can eat like all 6 of them in the box.
And you're
6
still,
points.
That's
you're
fantastic.
Still, yeah, 8 points away from your day.
I know.
Oh, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. So that's my sweet stuff right now.
Okay.
So it's fine. You know, and Steve can just... Steve
Lou can eat anything.
So can Steve.
And just stay really thin.
And just stay really thin.
Just be... He's a little guy. I'm like, yeah, have some more ice
cream. Remember I told you the story about... and this is so typical of Lou. When we were traveling down to go to a shower for somebody. It was down in Illinois, and I fell asleep in the car, and we woke up, and it was real late. We'd missed dinner, and so we pull in. We're heading towards the hotel, and we're heading over towards, it was Decatur or something, and so we pull in, and I'm starving. And so the waitress, as they usually do, they come and they ask the woman first, you know, what would you like? And I ordered, like, French fries and a patty melt. What kind of soup do you have? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm just loading up. And she goes to Lou, and he goes, I'll have some melon balls. And I'm like, what? He goes, it's kind of late. I can't eat that heavy. I'm like, you're eating something.
That's so bizarre because that was John's nickname.
Melon balls.
When he was in the seminary.